Trump effect spreads as Ecuador arrests top fugitive drug lord. By Ildefonso Ortiz and Brandon Darby on June 27, 2025. The Trump effect appears to have spread to Ecuador as authorities there arrested one of their most significant, violent drug lords. The arrest took place this week when Ecuadorian authorities, working in partnership with U.S. authorities, arrested José Adolfo Fito Macias, the leader of Los Caneros cartel and a man considered to be one of the most powerful and violent drug lords in Ecuador. The arrest carried such significance that Ecuador's President Daniel Noboa himself made the announcement in a series of social media posts claiming that the capture was due to a series of laws he and his followers pushed, which called for a hardline approach to crime. Para los que se opusieron y dudaron de la necesidad de las leyes de solidaridad y inteligencia. Gracias a esas leyes, Fito fue capturado hoy y está en manos del bloque de seguridad. Mi reconocimiento a nuestros policías y militares que participaron en esta operación. Kyron Moss. Daniel Noboa Usen, at Daniel Noboa OK, June 25, 2025. A video shared by Noboa showed the moment when Ecuadorian authorities found Macias hiding in a bunker. In the video, they claimed that the government does not negotiate with organized crime but fights it. Alias Fito capturado por el bloque de seguridad. Uno de los criminales más buscados y peligrosos está en manos de la justicia. Nada ni nadie está por encima de la ley. Este gobierno no negocia con el crimen. Lodrota y trabaja por la paz de las familias ecuatorianas. pic.twitter.com/m7xag. Presidencia Ecuador, at Presidencia underscore EC, June 26, 2025. In subsequent posts, Noboa shared additional details about the operation and added that they had already begun the paperwork to have Macias extradited to the United States, where he is wanted on various drug trafficking conspiracy charges. Conoce más detalles sobre la captura de alias Fito, líder de los Caneros. Hashtag Ecuador contra el crimen pic.twitter.com/fjusic, FH. Presidencia Ecuador, at Presidencia underscore EC, June 26, 2025. Macias and los Caneros are blamed for having sent Ecuador into a spiral of violence that sent the country into record-setting murders. Macias has been in and out of prison and reportedly escaped from captivity in 2024 at a time when Ecuadorian cartels openly challenged the government, forcing a state of emergency to be declared. He had inherited control of Los Caneros following the death of the previous leader in 2020. Alias Fito capturado. Gracias a un trabajo coordinado del bloque de seguridad. Uno de los criminales más buscados fue localizado y ahora se encuentra en la roca. Hashtag Ecuador contra el crimen pic.twitter.com/clvvvawq1g. Presidencia Ecuador, at Presidencia underscore EC, June 26, 2025. Los Caneros is the leading criminal organization in Ecuador, having been in existence for over 20 years. Ildefonso Ortiz is an award-winning journalist with Breitbart News Foundation. He co-founded Breitbart News Foundation's Cartel Chronicles project with Brandon Darby and senior Breitbart management. You can follow him on Twitter and on Facebook. He can be contacted at ortiz@breitbart.com. Brandon Darby is the managing director and editor-in-chief of Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart News Foundation's Cartel Chronicles project with Ildefonso Ortiz and senior Breitbart management. Follow him on Twitter and Facebook. He can be contacted at darby@breitbart.com.